Good morning, 8:12 a.m. on Monday, July 12th, 2021. 68 degrees, overcast, threatening to rain, and mist falling from the sky. But that's okay, because it is a brand new day. Good morning, everyone. PC Herring here. How are you? How was your weekend? Mine was crazy. First and foremost, sorry about Friday. Had planned to walk on Friday, but logistics with wifey getting to work and getting the baby girl to her Friday babysitter turned into a little bit of a challenge, so I ended up losing my walk window. I would have gone a little bit later on in the day, but day job took over and I had to get some work done on deadline, so the walk had to get stepped off for the night. Patrons, sorry about the weekend. With the shindig on Saturday, it was all hands on deck around the house, and Sunday we were just dead to the world. Yeah. But I'm back, I'm here, and I'm walking again. And I actually realize I missed the walk this weekend. I mean, not just the fact that I didn't do it, but I mean, like, emotionally missed the walk. So I think that's a good thing. Brand new day, brand new week, and a lot going on this week. I don't even know where to start. Getting together with some friends later on this week. We're gonna go and bring Black Widow into the living room and watch that. Looking forward to seeing that. Been looking forward to that for a long time. If you've read Codename Cyrus, I'm sure you can understand why I'm looking forward to Black Widow. What else? Yeah, Friday's gonna be fun. I kind of talked about this or suggested this a little bit last week's walk, but for the past couple of weeks now, Beagle Girl's been favoring her back leg, and it's on and off. There are days where she won't bother to put any weight on it, and she'll just kind of hobble it, and then there are days when she'll just tear outside like there's nothing wrong, and it vacillates back and forth, but we've taken her to the vet to check on the leg, and as it turns out, she has a partially torn ACL, and we'll be going in on Friday for reconstructive surgery. It's minor. It's not a big thing. The veterinary surgeon that does the work has done it multiple times, many, many times. I mean, multiple doesn't even do it justice. She is, quote unquote, their pro at it. And she's in good hands. Beagle Girl's in very good hands. I'm not, logically, I'm not worried about it, but emotionally, I'm crazy worried about it. Can't really, at least not fully, explain why. I've had dogs before. I've had dogs go in for surgery before. I've had dogs go in for surgery far more invasive and far more intensive than what Penny is going to be going through. And I've never worried about a procedure as much as I have with this one. I don't get it. I mean, we've had dogs that have had brain tumors removed. We've had dogs that have had, I don't even remember where Doc's was. We'll just call it a stomach tumor that, had we not removed it when we did, we might have lost him because, well, let's just say we got lucky. That one was crazy. He, not to gross you out, but the the tumor he had had essentially ruptured. And while that normally would have been very bad news, it had in its own way, the tumor had grown so large that it pressed up against his interior body fat. And despite the fact that the large tumor had ruptured, it had resealed itself against his body fat. That was a two-vet surgery because of how intensive that thing was. But I didn't know that going in. We knew it was there. We knew it needed to be taken out. We didn't know how intense it was going to be. And so when we got him back, it was like a moment where you feel like, holy crap, I just dodged a bullet. But I guess I'm just gun shy because within a year of both of those surgeries, the stomach tumor for Beagle Boy Doc and the brain tumor for the dog my parents had when I was finishing high school and going through college and grad school, we lost both dogs less than a year later. I know, ACL surgery is not tumor surgery. It's not cracking open a dog's skull. It's not cutting their belly open. But, yeah. She'll be fine. I know she will. I know she will. But suffice to say, it's stirring some things up. And maybe that's where my head really is. It's less of a worry about Penny and more of a reminder of what's happened in the past. Yeah, well, gray mood for a gray day. What else? Yeah, the shindig over the weekend went really well. We had a good sized group of people in and out of the house and outside despite the rainy, crappy weather out there. We threw up a gazebo tent, put some camping chairs out there, and a handful of people stood out there and just kibitzed. Great time was had by all. Everybody practiced safe practices. Most everybody who was in attendance was vaccinated, and those who weren't remained masked and or socially distanced. So I'm not worried, and believe me, we were a little concerned about the number of people we were going to have, but that's part of the reason we opened up the house so people could go outside and spread out a little bit more if they wanted to, and they did. It's good to see a lot of people I haven't seen in years, including some family members who came in from out of state. Was really happy to see them. Sunday was pretty much a dead day, but I managed to finish the next installment of the Patreon exclusive project I've been working on. Got that over to the proofreader, and the proofreader has suggested he's going to try to get it back to me today. I'm not going to hold him to that because I know his schedule is a little crazy right now, but as soon as I get it back, I will turn it around and get it posted up there for everyone. I told myself I wasn't going to do this, but you are curious as to what I'm referring to, I encourage you to head over to patreon.com/pcherring. I've got a Patreon going, been going for about a year, year and a half now. I don't do a lot of promotion with it because I'm still, despite everything, trying to get into a rhythm of reliability. But if you feel like you want to subscribe and support me, there's access to Patreon exclusive content. There's access to work in process excerpts. There's access to a whole bunch of things, including but not limited to the weekend walks, as well as a Codenamed Cyrus novella, which is not currently available to the public. It will be eventually, but as of right now, there's no timeline on when that is going to release. Mostly because there's no timeline on when the sequel to Cybrosis is going to release. The free feed is not going anywhere. The free feed is going to not turn into a shill for the patrons. But I do reserve the right to speak about it and to encourage you to check it out if you're interested. So that next chapter will go up, if not on time, then maybe a day or two behind schedule. And I'm going to jump straight into working on the next chapter. Usually what I try to do is I try to take a couple days away from that project to work on other things. But what ends up happening is I end up taking too much time away from it, and then I get backed up on my schedule. And seeing as my proofreader will be out of contact for the first half of September, God forbid that he takes a vacation for himself one of these days, I need to get a few things pushed ahead so that the September release for sure can get released on time, and so that I can get enough of a buffer in place that I can start working on other projects with the same zeal. So I'm probably only going to take a day tonight. I'm only going to take a day, which will be tonight, because it's rehearsal night tonight, and that's going to consume all my energy after the work day. So yeah, that's where I'm at. Got some feedback from one of you guys on Thursday, I was talking about cause and effect and the causal chain, and how one decision early in the chain could potentially change the outcome 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 steps down the line. And I questioned whether or not that was about the butterfly effect, and I received a very nice note from a listener who confirmed that yes, in fact, I was talking about the butterfly effect. So I'm not sure how to identify this listener on the pod, but this individual knows who he is, and I thank him for that. And I'm actually coming up on the park, gonna take my photo. You guys may have noticed, depending on how you're listening to this, that the photo has changed a little bit. I was going back to the conversation with my wife about getting something more than just the empty field with the houses in the background. It was suggested that I needed to maybe change up the photo every now and then to let you guys know that I'm not just recycling the same thing over and over again. And while that kind of defeats the purpose, I think I'm going to try it, or maybe I'm just going to change the photo to what I'm going to show you today. We have a park that looks out onto the field, so I'm going to be using that as the photo, unless there are people at the park, especially young kids, because, well, as I said earlier, issues of personal privacy have to take priority. We live in a very connected world, I don't have to tell you. And for someone such as myself, taking photos of kids playing in a park, that's got its own connotations, number one. And number two, that's a level of privacy that, even though I have obviously no ill intent, I refuse to compromise on. Just because I'm, again, as I've said before, just because I'm out there putting myself out there for the world, for you guys and anybody else who cares to listen, does not mean everybody else does too, regardless of how old you are. So yeah, that's kind of going to be what the thing is with the photos. I'm not quite sure how that's going to shake yet, but we'll see. But suffice to say, I do, whether I'm recording when I take the photo or I'm not recording when I take the photo, I do take a photo, a fresh photo, every day that I walk, and the photo I put up on the blog and on the Patreon is the photo of that day. You know, it'll be easier to notice when the seasons start changing and we start seeing the leaves on the trees change color. And obviously as the sky breaks, you see the different cloud formations in the sky. But especially on days like today when it's cloudy, overcast, and there's not a lot of definition in the clouds, it kind of can run together, especially if you look at it quickly. And I probably spent more time talking about the photo than than many of you guys even care about, but the question had been asked, the suggestion had been made, and so I'm out there. But yeah, no, and I know you guys are out there too. I'm kind of not really keeping an eye on things, but just monitoring, and I know there are people out there listening. There have obviously been a couple of people who have fed back to me with thoughts and suggestions and responses about butterfly effect and things like that. But I want to encourage you guys to reach out. Leave comments on the blog, leave comments on the Patreon page. Find me on Twitter at PC Herring. Find me on Facebook, PC Herring. You can pretty much find me all of the social media I'm on. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and yeah, those are the three I use primarily. I'm also on Pinterest, but that's not really a good site for communication back and forth, and frankly, Instagram really isn't either. But the point being, feel free to reach out. Send me questions, send me topic conversations, you know, anything you think you might want to hear me talk about. If you have something you want to get my thoughts on, put it out there and I'll see what I can do. It's kind of veering away a little bit from the stream of thought of this walk, but at the same time, you give me a topic and a conversation starter and then we'll stream of thought from there. You know, I'm flexible. I want this to be, I'm going to say I want this to be a dialogue, even though I know it's really not going to be a dialogue, but I still want this to be somewhat interactive. So if you've got something, if there's something on your mind, if there's a question, if there's a response, send it my way. I'll see all the comments. Hello. I'll see all the comments. I'll see all of the tags and everything else. So like I said, we live in a very connected world. So, but yeah. And, there's some mud. We're going to stay out of that. Because I don't really want to track that into the house that I just spent all week cleaning up. Weather's calling for rain on and off for the rest of the week. If I can't walk outside, I will definitely try to walk on the treadmill that I have access to. I'd prefer to walk outside because I frankly prefer it. But we'll just have to see. And I am coming up to the final corner, last turn before the driveway. This is the part where I wish you and yours a very happy, a very healthy, a very safe and productive day. And with any luck, I will talk to you tomorrow, because tomorrow will be a brand new day. Take care, everyone.